This fall, the Flint Symphony Orchestra hits the century mark, and the 2016-17 season will be a celebration of those 100 years. Maestro Enrique Demec recently sat down with current state's Jamie Paisley. Any anniversary surprises the maestro let slip, Jamie?
Well, come on, Mark. They wouldn't be surprises if you let them slip.
Indeed.
No way.
Good point.
To begin the 100th landmark season of the Flint Symphony Orchestra, they're going to perform a lesser-known work by Edvard Grieg, The Last Spring. It's the very first work that the Flint Symphony Orchestra performed almost exactly a century ago.
And it's actually a piece, and I don't know why it was chosen. We don't have the precise definition why it was chosen to be, because it's not a very well-known piece. So my feeling is because it was a small orchestration, and at the time the orchestra was a small orchestra.
Yeah.
They were actually performing in Central High School in the auditorium, so which auditorium is quite small in the stage. So I think that probably was because it was in a small orchestra.
In addition, there's for Black classical origins, there's some Gershwin and Bernstein in that concert, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, in February, yes, we are performing selections from Porgy and Bess, but we are doing also the Martin Gould arrangement of Porgy and Bess. It's a suite. Also West Side Story by Bernstein.
Very different pairings of Marie Antony and then Porgy and Bess.
Yes, Porgy and Bess. But it's in a way to bring out the America that we all know, that in one of the classics, two classics, operas or musicals or whatever you want to call them, of the American composers. Porgy and Bess, of course, struck everyone, written by Gershwin. But West Side Story went to being a Broadway show, to a movie, then won Oscars. And I had to confess, and when I was a kid, I was in Mexico, and in the town we used to live, movies would come like 3 or 4 years later. Only the ones who would make it to our town were the ones that were famous. You would never go just to see any movie. Were movies that really were good, and they lasted long enough in Mexico City, so they thought they would be making a good impression in the inner country. It was not just like putting something there and people would go to the movies. No, it had to be something that was well received, or even more than that, you know? And West Side Story was one of those movies being shown there. But in the name in Spanish, it was translated into love with no barriers, no boundaries. So I was only 11, so I need to ask permission. My father, my brother, and I had to ask if we could go and see the movie with that name, love. In those days, you know, it was not accepted. A kid would go and see something and we had to do, I mean, especially with that title. He said, no, my friends are not inviting us. Say, no, I don't think it's that way. It's just the name of the movie. But I think it's more than just that. It's about Romeo and Juliet. Apparently, that's what they say about Romeo and Juliet in the 20th century in New York City. So with that, we convinced our father, okay, Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare, okay. So we went to see West Side Story, and oh, I loved it. And everyone was so surprised because I didn't know what was going on. And of course, being sung in English with subtitles, a lot of people got tired and couldn't understand it. But the music was enough to guide you, and we were just in total awe, my brother and I. We sang the pieces and the songs for months. We would do the dancing in the streets, and we feel like one was the Jets and the other one was the Sharks. So we have so much fun. It was a blast. So doing it here for this time, you know, it's always a pleasure to do. It's always something I look forward
to. We're speaking with Maestro Enrique Demec and getting a preview of some of the selections coming to the Flint Symphony Orchestra during their 2016-17 season. This also marks the 100th anniversary of the first performance of the Flint Symphony. So Maestro Domecq is pulling out all the stops, including adding something to his already full plate.
I'm going to be composing. Yes. So far, everything is just in my head. But it's going to be composed in dedication to Flint and to the orchestra.
A bit of a tone poem?
It's a tone poem, exactly. Yeah. It's going to have probably four sections and telling different periods of Flint and the orchestra. And we had to do with industrial moments of the city, the development of the city, and the creation of the orchestra, and how the orchestra was being developed, as well as the city was growing. And I touched a little bit of the moments of grief, than when all the big factories were leaving. But it's going to be in a positive way. So why in a town like this will have an orchestra, and it's been going for 100 years. So it's going to have a wonderful bang ending, because we have to celebrate a wonderful thing that ever happened in this city and in this world, because it's a participation of human beings that were created to enjoy life and to make people enjoy lives. And that's what music is all about. The piece is going to have eclecticism, so because I'm going to touch several different moments of the 100 years. So since we started in the industrial part of the lifetime, you know, 1917, when it was the biggest moments of turnovers in the world, the First World War I was finished and the Soviet Union was being created, or the revolution started in 1917. But here in the States, the development of the industrial life was beginning to be the most important part for this area. And the most important thing ever existed because of the car industry, because of the iron, because of all the industry that was going on here. So it was one of the most exciting moments of the United States. Then I would go into a position when we go into the turn of the century, or this century. So we have that wondering what was going to happen in the turn of the from the 20 to the 21st century. There are a lot of things that we're saying, you know, that we're going to disappear, and then in the world in general. But then it starts a new hope, and it starts a new way of thinking. I want to be on the positiveness of things.
All coming through the music.
Yes.
Which reminds me a lot, as you're talking about it, of an appearance of your favorite composer, as I understand it. You're going to be doing in November a bit of Mahler as well.
Yes, we're doing Mahler's Third Symphony. It's one of my, and you know, Gustav Mahler is my favorite composer, a super duper favorite composer, because the other ones are my favorite composers. And but the number three, it is a wonderful symphony because it has two elements. The first one is about the god, the Pan, which is bringing joyful things, and it's the moment when the summer begins, or talks about the summer, welcoming the summer, and then how to enjoy life. Then the other movements would describe each movement what every element of life would say, what the animals would tell us, what the flowers would tell us, what the air would tell us, and what would God would tell us, the angels. So it would be all in a way of how do we have to approach the world and listen to Mother Nature, to listen to life, to listen to the creators. And the creators are everywhere, where we can touch, where we can see, and we can smell, and we can sense. So all our five senses are going to be working to assimilate that. And that's what I love about that piece. I mean, that brings to you all this beauty and appreciation for life.
And the Mahler 3, I'm assuming you'll be with the Flint Festival chorus as well.
Yes.
That's one of two appearances that I know that the Flint Festival Chorus will be bringing with the Flint Symphony Orchestra. There's the Mahler, and then there's one later on in May as well.
Yeah, for the closing of the season, we have two selections by Beethoven. The first one is the Choral Fantasy, which includes a piano solo and the chorus and few soloists. And then we close the season of the 100th anniversary, which would be right there, with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Maestro Enrique Domecq, with a preview of the landmark 100th anniversary season, the 2016-17 season of the Flint Symphony Orchestra. More information about these concerts and more is online at thefso.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.